Chafetz Chaim Shmiras Halashen, day 96. And we're in the middle of the halachas of the Isser of Mechilus. And now we're going to talk about yet another step within what the Mechilus could be caused. It could be caused by somebody who heard a story that could be translated either way. He has a chiyuv to be dan lekafschus, a person supposed to be dan lekafschus. And yet at the same time, because he was not down the kafschus, it twisted the story to be a negative story, and now he was over the isser of rechilus because he was mekabalit that way. Vida, and you should also know the yesh oid chelik be'isser kabbalas rechilus. There's another part of kabbalas rechilus, as I'll explain. Shafilim nisbar loy, even if it's clear to him, shehu emes masha sipur loy she'echad dibar olav. This, that someone told him, that someone said something about him, right? Reuven told Shimon that Levi said something about him. Also, my negative China, or he did something that was against his wishes, something that he would not have wanted to get done, and that is Rechilus. However, yesh b'davar zeh l'shafta l'tzad toiv l'tzad zchus. A person really has the ability, when he hears a story, this particular story, that he could have translated it to be something that's okay, something that's not offensive. The person was not trying to offend him. He was not trying to hurt him with this. Some other kind of thing. If you retranslate it, reframe it, re-explain the story differently, there would be no offense. There would be nothing that the person offended him. V'yadua, and it's known, the mitzvah min adin, the mitzvah and min adin, ladon al kafschus, that the person has to be dan la kafschus, v'u'al yedei shaloi v'hu, and this person who's hearing this story, al yedei shaloi ratzel ladon al kafschus, because he did not want to be, he did not want to do the mitzvah of being dan someone la kafschus, memele nishtarvev alav inyan ze'el avla. He ended up translating this story as being one that has an offense. The person offended him. Masha dibur olav oyasa maisa negda. Right, this that he did, he spoke or he did that it's an offense. V'nokatle b'liboy olav avrze, and therefore he is offended deeply into his heart because of this. L'chein nikra mishum ze, and therefore in this story that could have been. It could have been a private story. It could have been something that had no offense in it. Yet, because he translated it for the bad instead of for the good or the parv, he ended up with that he's called, the person who's listening to the story is called Mekabel Rechilos, a person who was Mekabel Rechilos. Finally, come on, Bechlal Vav, Lebe'ara, in Klal Vav is going to explain that Mashitziarnu, we're going to give an example of a story. Hashnei Tziurim, two stories, Leinyan Kabbalas Rechilus, about Kabbalas Rechilus, Vakolba Al Yedei Zeh, and all of this is becoming, and that's stories that he's going to explain, that he did Shaloi Don Oysam Lekavschus, that he was not Don Lekavschus, a person, if he would have been Don Lekavschus, the person, it wouldn't have ended up in as Rechilus at all. Vim Kvar Avar, so now, let's talk about now, what does a person do if he was Mekabel Rechilus, how does he do Tshuva. What's the tshuva for Rechilus? Vim kvar ova v'kibul Rechilus, tikunoi hadiz misakenet, sheyischazik b'libo el ahoitzi hadover miliboy shaloi lahaminoi. He has to work to remove this whole story from his heart and not to believe it. Not to believe the story. V'afilim koshaloi hadover lachshev, even if it's hard for him to believe that the story is not true, or he should even think, this person who told of the story made it up. Okay, if you can't believe that the story is not true, just believe that he would tell over a story that's not true, that the person is explained better and it's not a part of a story because of the way the details or whatever. So just say that the person who told it over made it up. Can't be down the kafschus, and then at least say that the person who told it made it up. Yachshev, or he could also think, if it's too difficult to think that the person made it up totally, ulai hoisef hamesaper, or maybe he added some details that make it into a negative thing. Or gora eis a prat, or he took he omitted some details that made it into a negative story. Mehamaisa eis a tevis mehadibur, or some of the when he's quoting a person that said something, he took out a few of the words that he said. Sheamar plainly all of that that person spoke about him. Or even sometimes the tune in which someone, the inflection in which someone says something could make the whole difference between something being positive and negative. And I'll tell you a story in a minute about that. That made it, that the thing changed from being a good or even parv, to a negative thing. And he will accept upon himself that for the future, that he should not be just straight out believing in Mimon Kabbal, the Lashon Hara or Rechilis that's told him, Aladam Yisrael, on a person that's a Yid, V'yisvada alzeh, and he should do vidui, he should admit to his Averis, V'zeh yisakana issa shavar, and with that he will be misakin the issa that he did wrong, with one detail. This is all the way of Tikkun if he has not told over the story and propagated the Lashon Hara, propagated the Rechilus to become Lashon Hara, propagated the Rechilus to become more Rechilus. He didn't tell this over to anyone else, and he's just making the tshuva for being Mekabel the Lashon Hara. So here's an interesting story. My grandfather used to tell this story to us all the time when we were kids, that in the days prior in Europe, when people lived, they lived very plainly. Not everybody was literate. There were amaratzim. Yet at the same time, some people, the next generation became amaratzim as well. They worked in the fields and all that. Or some of them sent their children to yeshivas. And here's a story about a person who was an amaretz, a husband and wife, plain people, and they send their son to a yeshiva to learn Torah. And after a few months, he sends a letter home, saying a whole bunch of nice things about how things are going on the yeshiva. And in the letter, he asks also for money because he needs for his expenses, for his needs over there. And they get this letter. They don't know how to read. They're not literate. So they bring it to their neighbor who is literate. And at the same time, he's somewhat of an impatient person. So they finally corner him that he should read the letter. He takes it out and he says, "Dear Tata and Mama, things are going great. Things are going. I'm learning. I'm steiging. Please send me money." And the parents recoil in horror. Like, this is the way he talks. He talks this way to his parents, and this is the way he asks for money. He just like blurts it out in such a gruff way. So they have charata that they sent their son to yeshiva. They're gonna send him a letter to call him back to yeshiva, but they can't write. They're illiterate. So they go to the Rav of the town, and they're going to tell him to write the letter to send his son back home. And they explain this whole thing to the Rav as they're talking to him, and he says, wait a minute, I'm not going to write your son a letter yet because I want to see what that original letter said. And he said, they brought him the letter. He said, look at how gruffly he's talking. Look how rough he's speaking. And he reads it, and he says, actually, I don't see him reading roughly. The person who read it to you with the wrong niggun. Listen to this. "Dear Tata and Mama, I'm steiging here. I appreciate so much that you sent me here. I do have other needs, so therefore, please send me some money." And they said, "Oh, if that's the way it is, then fine, for sure we'll send them money." They scraped together whatever last kopecks they had, and they sent it to him to yeshiva. They were proud that he was a yeshiva and that he's learning Torah. So you see that the difference in the niggun, in the way that it's just being said, in the way it's being read, makes a whole huge difference in the way that people will hear, whether it's a negative or a positive. Yashar koyach, and have a great day.